In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Well, we're going to start off another week with what else but the city water crisis. We have a great deal more going on as this drought continues and puts pressure on the city of Marion's already crippled and ailing raw water sources out by the water plant. Mayor Deanna Browning says the city's water supply is, of course, nearing a major crisis stage again with this weather, and is threatening to push Lake George back to emergency levels like they were in the summer of 2022. In a message to regional leaders last week, the mayor said crews are working with Reveal, which is a leak detection service, to replace a valve at Crittenden Community Hospital. But she's also raised concern that Crittenden Livingston Water District will not be able to provide a backup water supply that the hospital is asking for as part of that that change out on that valve. So we'll wait to see on that. State officials recently denied Marion's request to distribute bottled drinking water, saying the situation had not been considered to the emergency stage, but now Browning is asking again and would like to know how long before Lake George can get the help that we need, whether that's putting some water in like they did last time from other sources, hauling it in, or supplying some bottled water to residents in Marion. Nonetheless, she's blowing the alarm bells right now on this situation, particularly after we had some cooler temperatures over the past couple of weeks. It's been able to kind of keep the manganese levels low, and the raw water was easier to treat during that period. But now this heat is building back, and it's changing a lot of things. Also, unrelated to this, really, is a new development. It's a national project that's underway, and Marion will be participating in it. Marion's required to participate in it, like all other municipalities, where they will send out a survey trying to determine what kind of material the lines inside of people's homes, their service lines, what type of material those are made of, as all part of a data gathering survey. So again, not necessarily related to the water crisis, but this will be something that will be showing up. Probably sounds like it's going to be on your water bill. The information will be on your water bill that will be mailed out later in September. We'll have more information in this week's Crittenden Press. I'm still gathering the details on exactly how that's going to be unfolded out for public participation in that survey. And we've got a lot of news to bring you today, and we'll be back after a few words from one of our sponsors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
This weekend will be chock full of events. On Saturday, gosh, there's so many things going on. I will actually be participating in one of them at 10 a.m. at the Crittenden County Public Library. there will be an event featuring former editors and reporters of the Crittenden Press. Myself, John Lucas, who was the editor for 20-plus years before I came back to Marion, Daryl Tabor, who has served as editor of the Crittenden Press multiple times over the past few years. Daryl's, of course, currently the county clerk. He will be there. And this will kind of feature Tim Farmer, who was a reporter here back in the 1980s, went on to do some other work in journalism. But he has written a book and just recently published it. And that will, again, kind of be the feature of this event, is his book and a signing. But Tim will be here as well. And we'll just talk about community journalism yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Also on Saturday and also Sunday as well, there's performance on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Foes Hall of the Steel Magnolias. This is put on by the Community Arts Foundation. And at the end of today's program, I'll have Kim Vince on to tell you a little bit more about that. It's really it's been a hot ticket. There are a few left, maybe not front row seats, but you can still get in. I'll tell you about that, too, at the end of the program. Coming up in this week's Crittenden Press, you'll be able to total up your tax rate, your total tax rate for 2025. We'll have all of the rates now that almost every taxing district has officially set their rates. The city still has some ratification to do on it, but it's pretty well done. They've proposed theirs. Their rate will be staying the same. School board took a rate increase, and some others have as well. Again, if you will check your Crittenden Press this week, you'll be able to total up exactly what your tax rate is going to be if you know how much your property's worth, how much it's assessed at. So again, tax rate season is here. Bills will be going out in a few weeks. We'll be right back after this message with some sports. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. In local sports, Rocket football team stayed on the winning side again this week. They're now 2-2 on the season with the return of quarterback Quinn Summers and leading receiver Caden Howard on Friday. The Rockets beat Union City, Tennessee 21-14 in a great football game out at Rocket Stadium. That was the first time those two teams have ever met. Both of them have very successful and storied histories. Union City is a program that won four state championships over time. In cross country, down at Callaway County over the weekend, the Lady Rockets were led by Presley Potter, who finished 36 overall at 26 minutes and 43 seconds. That's in a 5K run, 3.1 miles. Ella Whitney finished 45th. She came in just over 28 minutes. Union County's Tristan Coy won the boys' race down in Callaway County. Hey, he ran that in 16 minutes, 13 seconds. That's pretty quick. Crittenden County's top finishers were C.J. Nelson, 24th at 19:31, followed closely by River Rogers. He was 25th at 19:33. Noah Martinez was 32nd at right at 20 minutes flat. Livingston Central's top runner was Braden Keeling. He was 96th, and he finished just over 25 minutes. You can get all of those cross-country results in this week's Crittenden Press. In soccer, the girls' soccer team, Crittenden County's team, 6-5 on the season now. They will be hosting Muhlenberg County, which is 5-7. That game will be Tuesday night at Marion Crittenden County Park. The girls' soccer team dropped a pair of road matches last week, so they'll be looking to get back on track. They fell over at Caldwell County 9-3 on Thursday, and Ella Gary scored all three of those goals. You can get all the details again on those matches in this week's Crittenden Press in the sports section. The Crittenden County volleyball team fell at home last week to Christian County in a five-set match. Just kind of went down to the wire there, and the Lady Rockets not off to the best start this year after a storied season last year, record-setting season a year ago. They're 5-9 on the season. And they will be back in action this week as well. Tonight, they play over at Union County against the Bravettes, a team that's also kind of struggled to get some wins this year. The golf team will be in action tomorrow at Deer Lakes Golf Course. We'll be right back in just a moment with more news, and we'll hear from Kim Vince about the Steel Magnolias.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
All right, this is the last segment of the show, and we will get to Kim Vince and that interview about Steel Magnolias in just a second. First, I want to remind you, there is a burn ban in Crittenden and Livingston counties. That's a burn ban. That's not the normal where you can burn at night. You know, typically this time of year, the wildfire season kicks in, and you can't burn during the day, but you can at night. Well, right now there's a ban. You can't burn night or day in Crittenden, Livingston, Caldwell, Lyon, and pretty much every other county around us. As dry as it is, it's a wonder we have not had more problems with wildfires. Some meetings and other events coming up early this week. Marion Crittenden County 911 Board meets 3:30 p.m. today at City Hall. Marion City Council meets tonight at 5 p.m. at City Hall. And down at Salem at 7 p.m., in Fredonia. Fredonia City Council meets tonight at 7 p.m. Salem City Council will meet tomorrow night at 5 p.m. down at Deer Lakes Golf Course. And in the morning, Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the Marion Welcome Center. Again, that's Tuesday morning. Now we're going to get some more information about this hot event coming up at Foes Hall this weekend. Steel Magnolias shows on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
Well, thank you, Kim Vince, for joining us this morning on the program. Tell us about the Steel Magnolias production that's coming up on Saturday and Sunday, I think, at Foes Hall. You're the producer of the show, and everybody's looking forward to this hot ticket to get in town, isn't it? Are there any seats left?
Yes, there are seats left, and it is the hottest ticket around right now. We are at the end of I believe 4 months worth of rehearsal for this show. So our cast has worked really hard, and we've got a crew coming together that's just kind of out of this world. And so we're glad to bring a community production back. It's been a few years since we've had a community show made up of individuals throughout our community, people who've been on the stage before, people who are brand new to not just our stage, but the stage in general. So we're excited to have Lindsay Sizemore for True V. And she's done some work in high school with us, and so that was it's nice to have her back. And we have Holly
Colonel,
yes, is a nail, and she's done some work with us recently. So we have Katie Keene as Claire Reed.
Katie's a SAG member. I mean, she's
yeah, pretty well versed in the stage and the screen, and so we're happy to have her. She's been doing some other work while she's been doing this with us, so we're glad to have her. And for Shelby, we have Tara Williams. She's joined us, and so she's doing a great job getting those lines learned and acting on stage. Malin is Trish Gage. She's actually directed this show before for Community Arts when it was on our stage back in the 90s, and She's joining us as Malin. And then I believe first time on the stage is Brittany Meredith Miller playing the infamous Weezer. So they've all really worked hard getting into those characters, and it's going to be an exciting show this weekend.
Now, you mentioned Tara Weaves. Is it Tara Weaves or Tara Hare?
It's Tara Hare. Sorry. That comes with the teacher territory. You remember them as the,
student.
So
you,
it just goes with the territory of remembering who they were when they were kids. So yes, it is Tara Hare.
Got you. Well, and tell us just briefly what this is, for someone who has no idea what the Steel Magnolias were. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Okay, well, this was actually something that I had never realized before that, everyone knows the movie, okay? Or many people know the movie from the late 80s, but it was actually a stage play first. But what I had never realized before is that it actually is based in truth. The playwright, it's based on his sister. And so I haven't dug too deep into it to see, real truths versus some things that have been probably stretched, but it is based upon a true story of these women who would gather up at a salon and talk about their troubles and their celebrations and the way that they leaned on one another. And so it's just a really good and it's for everybody. Yes, those that love what happens in the salon, the gossiping and the getting to know each other, it's for them. But it's pretty witty, it's intelligent, it's all about real characters. And so I think everybody can enjoy it.
So 6 p.m. on Saturday night, 1 p.m. matinee on Sunday. And what do folks do to get tickets? Do they buy them electronically or just show up at the door?
You would buy electronically. Let me change a little bit on your day, on your time. So our dinner is sold out. So 6 p.m. is just for the dinner folks on Saturday night, and then everyone else can come in at 7. And then 2 o'clock on Sunday. So there are tickets still online if you want to get those and be sure assured that you have a seat. But as of now, we do still have some tickets available that could be purchased at the door. So if you don't have any, don't be afraid to come on by. You should be able to get some tickets at least up in the balcony.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know we have a table for the program on Saturday night, and looking forward to being there and seeing this really, some exciting talent on the stage.
Yeah.
Rose Hall. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Kim Hunt.
All right. Yes.
All right,
thank you.
We'll see you this weekend.
Okay.
There is one addendum to this interview we just did with Kim. Right after we finished recording it, she sent me a text and said that Sunday show starts at 2:30. So 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, 7 p.m. on Saturday night for those of you who are coming in without a ticket at this point. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.